flashed. I tried to keep my head down, counting the spots of hardened gum on the pavement. It's no use. He steps forward, barring my way. I stare at calloused feet, soles cracked and fissured. My eyes travel uninvited, taking in the long coat and chewed fingernails holding it together. He pulls the coat open. A flurry of papers rise skyward. Pristine white, covered in dense black script, they fill my vision momentarily. But these words are transient. Red words remain, cut as deep into his body as the cracks in his soles. "Don't worry," he whispers. "It's only a story."